going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I'm with Gene Majak with Orchard Park. All right, Gene, I just want to ask you, is Buffalo ready and Orchard Park ready to host an NFL draft right now?
I don't think that we're ready right now, but within the next few years, I think we would be. And, you know, when the stadium opens in 26, that footprint that you see is not the finished product. And I'm talking about around the stadium. And it's going to take a little bit for developers to get encouraged. And then we'll go from there. But I'm very excited about it and very optimistic in a number of years, a short period of time, it's going to look a lot different than opening day on 26.
Now, what do you think are the next steps to hosting a stadium, hosting a draft? Obviously, the stadium needs to be built first. Do you think that Orchard Park and the Erie County has enough hotels to be able to hold, around 250,000 people? That's what they projected at the NFL draft this year in Green Bay.
Yeah, I can't speak for the county itself. That's something that they would have to answer. I know Orchard Park doesn't, but there's other things besides hotels. We're looking at, as we get our comprehensive plan completed, once that's done, then we'll see where it takes us. But we're also going to look at possibly allowing Airbnbs in that area. And again, it's only a possibility. Don't know yet. We need to have the comprehensive plan done first.
And lastly, I just want to ask, you know, that the Bills have kind of given a rough estimate between 2027 and 2029. Do you think that with Green Bay being one of the smallest markets in the NFL next to Buffalo, is the town of Orchard Park looking at that as a blueprint to possibly, okay, these are the next steps that we need to take in order to host an NFL draft in Buffalo and Orchard Park?
Well, yeah, not only Green Bay, but we're looking at multiple venues across the country. And it'll probably be a hybrid of a number of them, not a carbon copy of just one.